Hello, my Audioboo friends. It is February 7th, 2013, and it is my 7th February. And the topic today is books that you're currently reading or would like to read. Well, the book I'm sort of struggling through right now, I had started it, but somehow can't seem to pick it up again, and that happens often with me in books, is a book called Red Shirts by John Scalzi, I think. Something like that. And it basically, if you know anything about Star Trek and you know Red Shirts, and Red Shirts are known as the people in Star Trek that get beamed down the planets, and they're wearing red shirts, and they usually don't survive. Now, I got this as a Christmas present from my nephew and started reading it, and I don't know, I just can't seem to get into it. I'm sure I'll keep reading it. I did the same thing with a book called Ringworld by Larry Niven that I just could not get into it. And it's supposed to be a classic sci-fi, but I just could not wrap my head around it. And even when I finished it, I was like, all right, but just kind of left me numb. Excuse me. So what books do I want to read? Well, I've got one planned for later in the summer, and I'm keeping this one because I've started this book, get this, no less than two times or three times, and each time I always end up at the same place, and it's so slow that I stop reading. And it's Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. Now, I read Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead, and the other one I want to read is Anthem, but I definitely want to get Atlas Shrugged under my belt, because it is supposedly the most influential book after the Bible. This is what I've read somewhere. So I really, really want to get that book read and done and off my to-do list. What else? I've got a few other books that I want to read. I don't know if anybody in the UK would be familiar with somebody, with a character actually, named Red Green. Red Green was a guy who lived at a sort of a camp, or at least he was there part of the time. It was a place called Possum Lodge. And it was a show started by, or created by, Steve Smith and his wife. And it tells a story of a group of guys and their wives and their respective wives that that go to this Possum Lodge, and it's sort of a men only group. They get together and they get sworn in at the beginning of every meeting, and they're always coming up with schemes and projects and things to make money or try to get bring money into the community, that kind of thing, you know. And it's, I mean, it could be as crazy as, you know, carnival attractions to, I don't know, I think once they had a smash-up derby, another time they had some weird thing going on in the lake. I can't quite remember what it was. I think they were going to parcel off the land of the lake to build condos or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. But every single time, the projects go awry. So it's a real hoot. You know, it was a funny show. And it was called The Red Green Show. And one of the things about Red Green was his use of duct tape for everything. He used to fix everything with duct tape. And again, it was one of those running gags that just went on and on and on. It was really funny. Anyway, there's a book by Mag Ruffman, I think is her name. She's a Canadian actress. And she did an interview with Steve Smith, who's the actor that portrays and created Red Green. And that's another one of the books on my list to read. Now, my strategy when it comes to reading is I read one science fiction and then one non-science fiction. I know some people will read several fiction books. Okay, so one non-fiction and one fiction, alternating. And I know a lot of people do read more than one book at a time. I tend to just stick to one book, although I do have a plethora of reference books that I'm always using at some point or another. They're always lying around on my desk or or whatever that I'm always referencing for my HTML or whatever, because I got a lousy memory, so I can never remember the tags and how to use them. Oh, there seems to be a little bit of an accident here. Hang on. Ooh, little fender bender. My person's bumper's finished. Wow, okay. No injuries, though. Just some wounded pride, I think, and wounded bumpers and fenders. Yeah, so that's about it for my reading, really. I'm just trying to think. There's three or four other books I have on my shelf. But right now I can't for the life of me remember their titles. I think one is called Anathime by Stevenson. It's supposedly it's a steampunk novel. Yeah, I think it's Stevenson. Anyway, so what was I going to say? Oh, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yes. Steampunk. I'm really into steampunk, and I recently, as you know, as some of you know who have heard my unboxing of my latest Rush album called Clockwork Angels, it's very much based around the theme of steampunk. And steampunk, if you don't know what it is, it's actually a science fiction genre. Started, I think it was in the 90s. I want to say the 1950s, 1960s. And basically, the premise is, what if the Victorian... Like, we had a lot of the modern technology today, but in the Victorian era. So, you know, you'd have computers run by steam and all sorts of machinery and stuff. And what if steam power had remained the most viable and efficient means of powering machinery? So it's kind of neat, and of course they have a whole dress code that goes with steampunk, and some of it might be a little bit familiar, similar to Mad Max. Those of you who have watched the Mad Max series of movies, and you know the type of dress that they sometimes wear, it's kind of a mix mash of things. It's dystopian a bit, but I don't think steampunk is dystopian by its very nature. In fact, I think, if anything else, steampunk is rather utopian, really. Or very positive, anyway, about the future. So, anyway, something to think about. But, yes, so I have that book to read. And I know it's not, whatever his name is, Stevenson or whatever. I know it's not his actual known work in steampunk, but I understand that Anthem, or however it's pronounced, it's not Anthem. Anthem is a book by Ayn Rand, but it's Anathime and something like that. And that book is supposedly steampunk oriented. So we'll see. But that's one thing I wanted to get into as well, is steampunk. Not only in the reading, but maybe creating some steampunk art. And it's sort of, I'm starting to collect some stuff in Evernote towards maybe doing something in that genre. Okay, well, that's it for me and this February 7 topic. A little bit broken up there. Sorry about that. I guess when I tend to do audio booze in the morning when I'm driving, I'm really distracted by the driving. So I don't collect my thoughts very well, and sometimes if I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about, then this is exactly what you get. Anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful day. I'll be able to post this early in the day. Normally I post stuff really late at night for my friends in the UK, because I get home around 5:15 or so. So by the time I get the post, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I know there's a few night owls out there that do listen to my audio booze late at night, and I always appreciate that, and they appreciate the comments. And so good stuff. And speaking of comments, I'm actually going to make one on the Toodly-Doo audio boo that I did yesterday. I had a few comments I'd like to comment on the comments. Catch you later.